Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie and Megan with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, after 6 weeks of negotiations and months of rail disputations, the rail unions in Queensland Rail have come to new in-principle enterprises bargaining agreements. The agreement currently has the approval of 3 out of 6 stakeholding unions and would cover 35,000 workers at present. In an interview, QR head and corporate affairs, Nev Conway said, quote, "We have to be realistic and continue to negotiate in good faith. When asked if the deal would be accepted by remaining 3 unions, the agreement includes an 8% wage increase over the 3 years, plus a cost of living agreement up to 2.5% over the period, as well as payback from June 1st.
It's been reported that a boat of asylum seekers from China have landed in the town of Weipa, to the west of the Cape York Peninsula. The boat contained 12 people, all of whom are confirmed to be Chinese nationals and have all been taken into custody. The Australian Border Force, Queensland, and Federal Police have denied to comment and would not confirm any operational matters. This follows a similar scenario in December last year, where 6 Chinese nationals were discovered in the remote Western Australian town of Kalumburra, having arrived by boat.
In national news, friends of the Naya Vinifera Park have been camped there for more than 40 days, blocking river access in protest of the Victorian Murray Floodplains Restoration Project. The group has called for state and federal governments to pause the project and meet key stakeholders to resolve this environmental issue. FONVP Chair Nicole McKay said it was important to work because this restoration project would distribute the region's precious ecosystem. McKay continued, and quote, "How can this be an environmental project if it's going to have a likelihood of stagnant water that kills plants and animals?" Lower Murray Water Managing Director Paul Northey said, quote, "It was the only viable option to protect the land." While the FONVP group wants those in charge to pause the Naya Vinifera portion of the project, instead allowing more of a natural flow of the Murray River.
Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority reported a pattern of maintenance issues and non-compliance in Northern Australia's helicopter industry in a brief sent out on Tuesday. Routine inspection issues have emerged in areas that determine whether an aircraft is safe to fly or not. For example, tampering with equipment to alter the number of hours the vehicle has flown in order to avoid costly maintenance checks. CASA has also identified a shortage of licensed aircraft maintenance engineers as part of the problem. There has been an 11% increase in the number of licenses issued since 2025, but CASA's chief executive, Pip Spence, said it is still not enough. The increased observation over aircraft safety regulation came after the 2025 trial of Matt Wright that exposed a long-running culture of dubious helicopter operations.
In international news, 3 people have reportedly died during football celebrations in Mexico City after the country's win over Ecuador. 1 million people in the city of 20 descended into the Angel of Independence monument to watch the game, prompting city mayor Clara Bograda to tell people to look elsewhere due to the sheer overcrowding. The 3 were found unconscious in the heaving crowd and eventually succumbed to their injuries. Officials confirmed that the cause of death was to be suffocation due to the press of the crowd.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with no rain in sight. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.8, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.